One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/Padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting.
My name's Anthony Padilla, and I spend a day with people with Down syndrome. We'll hear how bullying and use of the R word has impacted them to this day, and how a drive to live fully enriched lives has resulted in independence, romantic relationships, and even starring in a major feature film. By the end of this video, we'll find out if living with this disorder has led them down a thriving path of love and self-acceptance, or if the harsh judgments and assumptions forced upon them have broken their hearts and pushed them to feel isolated from the rest of society. Hello, Kennedy.
Hi.
Matthew.
Hello.
Zach.
Hey.
Can you define what Down syndrome is?
Down syndrome is the most common genetic disorder. Down syndrome affects the third copy of the 21st chromosome and affects one out of 700 babies.
How does Down syndrome affect you personally?
For me, it takes longer to do and learn things. I work at a slower pace. People with Down syndrome prefer to have more of a routine.
What are some of the ways that Down syndrome has affected the way you look?
Smaller bridge on the nose, short neck, almond-shaped eyes, and a single crease on your palms.
So one crease right here instead of two?
Yeah. The cool thing is that these traits help us identify each other.
When you see someone else that has these traits, do you feel like you're part of a secret club with them?
I think so.
Since we wear our diagnosis on our face, people tend to have low expectations until they get to fully know us.
Do you remember when you first discovered that you have Down syndrome?
I was 7. My mom walked up to me and said, "You have Down syndrome."
The first time was in first grade. I repeated first grade.
My mom, she did tell me before I was 3 years old.
Do you remember what you thought when your mom told you that you have Down syndrome?
I was like, so scared. I felt so anxious to have that. Yeah. I have Down syndrome. My mom keeps saying that word in my head. It keeps me, you know, really uncomfortable.
In middle school, I knew I had Down syndrome, but I didn't know how it truly affected me until freshman year. I have a friend, and I kept talking to her in the hallway, building everything out on her, and she helped me through.
What do you think is the most difficult thing for you to do in your daily life?
To find better jobs. Most people doesn't feel like to hire a Down syndrome person.
Transportation. People with Down syndrome tend to rely on their caregivers for transportation. People with Down syndrome have a slower mentality, so I don't want to risk in crashing.
Have you ever been bullied for having Down syndrome?
No, I think that's partially because I've been fully included in the school system.
They usually pick on me and take off my glasses and stomp it and just break it. They are not a very nice people. Shut up or retarded and, oh, he's always wearing a hairnet or wearing a glasses with me. It's my stomach, and they don't apologize to me. I was trying to be their friends, and they didn't go for respect.
That must be heartbreaking. You were trying to be their friend, and then they disrespected you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try to report it? Did you try to do anything about it?
I always go for teachers and principal, and they didn't solve the problem. They always have something through their heads. I don't get any of the respect from them at all. If they won't be your friends, just do it without them. Just keep on going forward.
You keep going forward toward a happy place. You don't get caught up in
the past and your memories and what things used to be like. You keep your sights forward.
Oh, yes.
How do you feel when people use the R word?
It's really hurtful because ever since I was in middle school, every time people are bullying me, but said, you're retarded. No, do not say that R word. Change that to respect.
I think that word is like a no-go word. And it basically implies that people with any intellectual and developmental disability are stupid. And the truth is that we and I are not stupid.
Anya wants to know how you feel about the assumption that people with Down syndrome are always happy.
We have the same emotions and feelings as everyone else. We're happy, we're sad, we're excited, we have our off days.
I get sad, I get angry, I get mad, and when I get hangry because I eat.
Did you ever feel like you had to try to fit in with other neurotypical kids?
At first, in freshman year, I was like, I felt isolated and jealous of what everyone has. These people are just doing stuff that I wish I could do. Pursuing a higher level of education, doing more, pursuing a career. And I felt like I couldn't have that.
Do you think that you were jealous of the fact that people could do those things? Or do you think that you are more jealous of the fact that those things seem to come easier for other people?
More naturally, and it felt like that I wanted to do more. I felt like I wanted to be like them.
How has your perception of yourself changed from when you were younger?
Totally have confidence and plenty of friends, and they always support me.
I have a very strong network of friends with Down syndrome and a really good network of friends that don't have disabilities. And I have a very strong commitment in wanting to do more. Like I always say that I want to be a better person than I was the day before.
How much independence do you have in your daily life?
I just do my own things. I make my own stuff, money. I made more money than my mom last year.
How does that make you feel, knowing that you made more money than your mom last year?
Pretty awesome.
My life is good because for me, I always have an apartment.
So you live completely independently?
Yes.
How long you've had that apartment?
15 years. I really do like living by myself.
My middle brother and I just moved out on our own together in an apartment. So I have now independence.
Do you remember the feeling of when you got those keys for the first time, that this was your place?
It felt awesome. It felt like a renewed person. It felt like I was Matthew 2.0.
Matthew 2.0, what's up? Some people might assume that people with Down syndrome can't or don't have romantic relationships. Are you currently in a relationship?
Yes. I want to live in Malibu when I get married to my boyfriend in Malibu. Because I need like someone to live with.
And who do you think that person might be?
My boyfriend.
We started developing the relationship in December of 2013. I just loved her ever since. She and I have been doing a lot of stuff together to further our relationship. And in fact, it was actually her idea and she wanted to do Dancing with the Stars. I was like, wait a minute, I can see myself doing that with you. And the first day we got in, we just learned the basics and then she and I just fell in love with it. Like you could say, we were addicted to ballroom dancing. And over a year later, we've done 2 showcases.
I can't believe people underestimate you. I don't know anyone that could ballroom dance, to be honest.
I know.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I don't know anyone who can.
You said you want to have kids, but then there's some things holding you up.
I considered that in freshman year in high school, where you have to do that baby project, and I regretted doing that. It's just too much because the baby would have Down syndrome because of our genetics, including our Down syndrome genetics, passed down to the child, and that'll be the same deficits.
It would be tough for you with limitations to help a child with limitations.
Yes, and then I can't do that without adding strain to my parents.
What are some of your passions?
Dancing has been my life since I was 5 years old. I know how to learn to dance a lot sometimes, but it's really cool.
Theater is part of my passion. Show the people and just how I would become a pretty good actor. I always go through that script. I always remember all the people's lines.
You knew everyone's lines.
Yes, everything.
You act like that's easy. You know that's not easy for people to do, right?
I know, yeah.
If someone else forgot their line, would you say, I know it?
I would say, monkey, uncle. And I would say, hey, please don't do that. And then he would say, oh, I am a jerk.
I was asking you what you would say when they needed help, and you literally pulled a line out from 20 years ago, and you said verbatim what you would say to help them with their line.
Why? Because I always end up being, smart. I always keep on, reading and reading, and it's got it.
So humble. Our humble king.
Oh, yeah, the humble king.
You have multiple jobs, is that right?
I'm an entrepreneur. I have a public speaking business. And with that, I was able to do a TEDx talk. The others are more part-time. And that's, I work at 321 Coffee, a coffee shop where individuals with IDD run the coffee shop. We do everything. People with disabilities often hear the word no because they immediately assume that we're too slow in doing stuff. But in truth, we're not slow. Consider in hiring us because really studies prove that we are valuable, we're punctual, we're loyal, and reliable.
Do you feel like you are representing the Down syndrome community whenever you're out there entertaining, starring in a movie with A-list actors? Before we continue learning about the world of Down syndrome, I want to let you in on a little secret. We have a couple other episodes that you might be interested in, like I spent a day with autistic people with Tourette syndrome, and people with schizophrenia. And while you're here, I'd also like to thank you for sitting through these sponsor segments, because without them, many of these episodes wouldn't be possible. So huge thank you to Purple for continuing to sponsor and support this series. Purple mattresses, of course, provide incredible comfort while you sleep by using what they call the grid, which is this revolutionary ventilated design that allows air to flow through it so you can stay cool all night without flipping your pillow halfway through the night. Which, if I'm being honest, is one of the things that prevents me from getting a thorough night's sleep, because I wake up with my face smashed down and my neck completely massacred. But not with Purple. The grid supports and cushions my head in a harmoniously beautiful way I had not ever previously fathomed. And right now, you'll support this series and get 10% off any order of $200 or more by going to purple.com/Padilla and using promo code Padilla. Again, that's purple.com/Padilla. And with promo code Padilla, you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. Terms apply, of course, so you better hurry up. And we're just getting started, because I'd also like to thank DoorDash for the continued partnership. Maybe you're like me and Kennedy, and you forget to think about food until you're absolutely hangry, or you just want a home-cooked guilty pleasure, but don't feel like going to the grocery store and huffing all that pre-breathing air. DoorDash connects you with everything you want, whenever and however you want it. With over 300,000 partners, you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national treasures like Pizza Hut or Applebee's. Ordering is very easy, and your items can be left safely outside your door when you choose contactless delivery drop-off, so you don't even have to acknowledge the existence of other human beings on this planet if you don't want to. And for a limited time, our viewers and listeners of the podcast will get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code Padilla. That's 25% off, up to $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app and enter code Padilla. Subject to change, terms apply, so be quick and nimble, please. Now, back to the world of Down syndrome. Do you feel like you are representing the Down syndrome community whenever you're out there entertaining, starring in a movie with A-list actors?
Yes, I am. And for me, E is about one thing. Be yourself.
Does acting help or change you in any way?
I would say about my acting, I don't get a stutter at all. I always keep on reading my script.
You only stutter when you don't quite know what you're going to say next and you're trying to process the information. But when you know exactly what you're going to say with a script, you can just say it straight through.
Oh, yeah. Juliet, my love.
Is that the scene in Romeo and Juliet where Romeo dies?
Yes. I know everything about my life.
What is it about having Down syndrome that brings you the most joy?
I just love myself because I want to be a really cool, independent woman. Sometimes I get very happy when I'm different, and I always say I'm glad to be different.
Down syndrome is a gift. It feels like an added part to my life.
If there's anyone watching who has Down syndrome and is struggling to fit in or to be understood, is there anything that you want to say to them?
Be strong, be brave, and be fearless, and be capable to be independent.
And you can do it. Talk to your parents and find ways to help each other out. And if you're an adult, advocate to your parents that you want to do more stuff. And that will prompt your parents to give you or find any necessary resources.
All right, you got 5 seconds to shout out or promote anything you want directly into camera. Go.
Please visit MatthewSchwabSpeaks.com if you want to purchase my merchandise, recommend me for speaking engagements, or book me for any speaking engagements.
I am in the Atlas on the HBO Max. God save the queen.
Follow me on my social medias, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
I encourage all of you guys to watch Anthony Padilla. All of his videos are awesome.
Well, there you have it. I spent a day with people with Down syndrome, and I realized how much I could learn about effortless self-compassion and focusing forward rather than focusing on hurtful memories of the past. If we could find a way to truly absorb these lessons, maybe we could experience more of what life really has to offer.
My mom walked up to me and said, you have Down syndrome.
She just walked up to you and told you?
And then I said, like, wow. And then the other time, my mom knocked on my door and said, clean your room, Kennedy. And I said, no thanks, I have Down syndrome.
You found a way to make it a good excuse not to clean your room.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.